Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy Tucker here at 6:15. I think the overarching suggestion today is to not drive unless you have to. You can sightsee by walking around. Look, we made it through the snow without any major power outages or any kind of disasters as far as we know. So let's not be stupid today. Go driving around, crashing in the poles and having, what is it in the baseball they call it, Tim and Charlie and Air, unforced errors? Is that when you cause your own problems, an unforced error? By driving in a power pole, which Entergy spoke to us last night and said that half of the outages that were caused by people crashing in the power poles. Of course, you can't speculate from that point as to whether the trips were necessary or not. But really, and that's the preamble to our guest joining us now, who is Jacques Thibodeau, Colonel Jacques Thibodeau, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, or as it's otherwise known, GOSEP. Good morning, Colonel. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. How's it going today?
Well, cold, but I guess everybody is, right? And you know, you heard me say just now about the overarching suggestion being to not drive unless you have to. You want to sightsee, walk around, and try to avoid unforced errors. That's what we're trying to avoid here. Don't shoot yourself in the foot, right?
Absolutely. And what you said, we need to thank the Louisiana residents because they listened. They listened to the message. So most of the people stayed off the roads. And so what it has done is our power outages are down to minimal numbers. When I talk about we're hovering anywhere, power outages from 5,000 to 10,000 across the entire state, all 64 parishes, that is a huge testament to people being off the roads and just staying at home and not putting themselves and first responders at risk by being on the road. So I think they got the message, and all we're asking you to do is just please heed that message for one more day. One more day, just stay at home and be safe, because the hard part is today as we try to clear all the roads.
Colonel, you know, Newell Norman and I were having a conversation last night. And I forgot who we were talking to, but it was about the perception of this. And I think it really did hit home with me. And that is, I think we are so used to these snow events where it snows, we go out, we play in it for a couple of hours, and then that night it melts, or the next day it melts, and everything's back to normal. This is not the situation this time. And I think we need to change our line of thinking when it comes to that.
Absolutely. And you think about, you know, just how significant it is. The governor in his press conference yesterday directed all state buildings to be closed, not only today, but also tomorrow, because all of those state employees are citizens with children that and he made the comment, look, stay at home. We're going to direct state employees and offices to be closed because there is still a risk. And as Jay Grimes said, the hard part starts today. As we try to just thaw out and just get through this thing without anybody getting hurt or killed.
And the difference between us and a hurricane is that really few people are without power. Nobody needs ice. It's not like we're in some kind of, and I'm not saying that people aren't experiencing different hardships here or there if the heater's out, but it's a completely different thing. And again, I got to emphasize this all morning long, is just patience. Look, you guys, Colonel, did an extraordinary job, because you know what? It's easy in your line of work to get criticized for whatever you do. I think y'all did an extraordinary job. State and local officials did an extraordinary job. The meteorologists did an outstanding job with getting us ready for this. But you know what? It was record snowfall that hadn't happened in like 130 years. The temperature is not going to get above freezing in New Orleans until noon, which means that snow is going to be there. And again, a conversation we had last night, I think, with a meteorologist was that, you know, the kids will be able to play with the snow until Friday, Thursday, rather, at least, maybe Friday, that it might still be there. So, again, we need to change our mindset from, okay, it snowed, the next day you go out and back to normal. That's not going to be the case today. And we'll take a break, come back, talk about the triage, the priorities that you guys have when it comes to trying to get people back to normal. But you're at the mercy of Mother Nature, and there's only so much you can do. We're talking to Colonel Jacques Thibodeau, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. I'd love to hear from you. And I'd also like to hear if you plan on being patient and just staying where you are and heeding the advice of the Colonel and everybody else who's saying, if you want to sightsee, get out and walk around. But don't drive, because I saw some idiots on Poitras yesterday driving around going far too fast. We saw somebody trying to, what's that street out here? I forgot the name of it. The street right outside of the building almost hit two cars trying to get out. No, the street in the Irish Channel. I'll figure it out. 621 traffic now, WWL. Annunciation. All right, 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A text comes in here as we continue to cover the great snow event. I work for DOTD and was heading to DOTD in Hammond. I was on 190 from LA 445. Please tell the public the roads to 445 to a meet are iced over from Highway 40 through Husser to a meet. That's a little bit garbled in transmission. Colonel Jacques Thibodeau, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. Nice enough to spend some time with us, because I know, Colonel, it's been a tough week for you all. How do you go next? Where do you go next? The next step in terms of prioritizing and getting roads open and trying to get people back to normal?
Okay, well, first off, let me highlight a point here to kind of put it in perspective for everyone. If you are in your neighborhood, and specifically in the city of New Orleans, right, and you get 5 to 12 inches of rain over a 24-hour period, think about what that does to the travel. Now, imagine if that water that is on the roads stays there not for one day, but 2 days and possibly 3 days, how dangerous that would be. That's a very similar comparison to what we're facing here. We got 5 to 12 inches of snow across the entire I-10-12 corridor that is just going to sit there and is even more dangerous now than water would be because of the ice roads and the aspects of it. So the Department of Transportation, fortunately, has a very good plan into how to maintain the roads. And we've become very much aware of how the surface streets are better to travel upon. So that's their primary focus, is looking at those surface streets, whether it's 190 or Airline Highway or whatever that may be. The Department of Transportation has what's called priority roads that they began working immediately from the western side of the state yesterday as it passed all the way through last night and into today. But still, the ice now becomes an issue because the freezing and bitter cold is out there, and the worst thing that can happen is for you to get stranded. To give a couple of examples, a couple of hunters got stranded out on the water, had to be rescued by wildlife and fisheries. Truckers were stranded and had to be rescued by state police. So you don't want to be in that position because you put your life at risk.
You know, it seems like the old Jim Mora quote, you think you know, but you don't know. And maybe we never will with this once-in-a-lifetime event. Again, Colonel, I keep going back to people's, and I'm just trying to get the message across to their old frame of reference when it snows and the next day it's over. Once again, to be clear, that is not going to be the case here.
Oh, absolutely. It's not going away anywhere today. The wind chill factors are going to make it feel like it's in the single digits, that real-time temperatures are going to be in the teens, and this is not the place to be out on the roads. It would be dangerous without the standing snow. It is catastrophic if you get out there with the snow. Please, please, please stay home.
So you would say maybe, and I'm a little bit confused on days there, today's Wednesday, maybe by tomorrow morning things start to get back to normal?
We think it will. We're hoping, based on what our climatologist Jay Grimes has told us, that we should see some warmer temperatures this afternoon. But once again, once we hit the nighttime, it will go back to cold temperatures. But we believe, based on some of our discussions, around midday tomorrow, we should see the warmer temperatures. And when we can get that sun up and get above freezing, hopefully Thursday afternoon, then we'll see some real progress. But we've got a tough 24 to 30 hours ahead of us with the freezing temperatures and the wind.
Well said. A tough 24 to 30 hours still ahead of us. Colonel, you have done a great job, as has the governor's office, everybody else involved. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Stay warm.
Thank you.
Jacques Thibodeau, Colonel Jacques Thibodeau, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. We come back. Seems like the Dean Martin roast. We'll talk to the man of the hour, Scott Boyle, District Engineer Administrator for the Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development. Talk about road closures, de-icing, snow plows, and more. When we come back, right now, time for WWL First News. And if you're looking to read the room, so to speak, or read the tea leaves, I don't think Governor Jeff Landry is the kind of guy to just capriciously close state offices. He's closed them for today and tomorrow. That should tell you what you need to know. Again, if you can read the room and read between the lines and think about when we get back to normal and traveling, etc. Tommy Tucker back with Scott Boyle in a flash here on WWL. All right, 6:44, 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're hoping to connect with Scott Boyle, DOTD. I know he's busy, obviously, trying to get the roads open and dealing with that, so we'll try to get a couple of minutes with him. If you look at the temperatures throughout the area, 17 in New Orleans, 16 Belchase, 10 degrees in Houma, 13 in Covington and Slidell. It is actually colder right now in Slidell and Covington and Houma, and even Belchase and New Orleans, than it is in Moscow, Russia, if that tells you anything. It's not going to really get above freezing.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Till the noon hour, and then we'll only have about 5 hours above that. Then it freezes again. And I guess I don't mean to keep saying the same thing over and over again, but what y'all need to remember, what we all need to remember as it relates to patients, is that normally, and as we welcome in Jason Willis, Vice President of Power and Delivery for Entergy Louisiana and Entergy New Orleans. How you been, Jason, in a couple hours since we spoke?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Hey, I've been good. I've
any
been
major
good.
Life changes, any vacations, anything you want to talk about that you took in the last couple hours?
I think I took a little bit of a nap last night.
Exactly.
That's about it.
Right there with you. Anyway, you know, and I don't know if you and I had this conversation last night or not, but it came up where I think our minds are conditioned here in southern Louisiana when it comes to snowstorms to, okay, it snows, we get out, we play, next day sun comes out, it all melts, it's a mess, but everything's back to normal. That's not what we're dealing with here with the temperatures. And tell me about the power outages that you guys are experiencing. And so far, knock wood, everything's been pretty good, right?
Yeah, and I can still say this morning we're still happy to see overnight. We kind of hung in there. We still, I think, are less than 5,000 outages across the entire state. A bulk of those this morning are due to vegetation, a few limbs that have impacted our lines that we're working through this morning. But we are seeing, you know, which I think is a little bit different than yesterday. The icy road conditions this morning are holding us up a little bit and being able to respond. So in some cases, we're waiting for the sun to come out and maybe have a positive impact to the roads to be able to let our folks safely get to where we need to get to. So we're asking customers to bear with us a little bit this morning for those handful of folks across the state that don't have power. It's on our radar screen, and we're trying to get out there as safely and as quickly as we can.
I know there's an outage in the Irish Channel right now, and people laugh about squirrels and cats and rabbits and different types of animals. But if you Google it, that's a big problem worldwide for utility companies, not just Entergy. And I just wonder, when the weather turns cold, does it increase the likelihood of some kind of problems like that, Scott, or not? Jason, or does it increase the likelihood of that or not?
Of animal related?
Yeah, I don't know if they went looking for warm places or not, because I know people laugh at it, but that is a huge problem for power companies throughout the world, is it not? Animal intrusion into facilities?
It for sure is, and then, you know, and we've had our fair share of those over the years, and some of those are have impacted the large numbers of customers before as we work through them. But in this event, we haven't seen that at all as far as animal related outages. It's been mostly vegetation. We have seen a couple transformers that have impacted smaller number of customers. Experienced damage from whether it be the cold conditions or drawing excessive load during this event. But in general, it's mostly vegetation, and we're working through those pretty quickly.
So last night you and I spoke, and Noel Norman was here as well, and you talked about challenges for today, maybe overloading system. Redress that a little bit, if you would, please, for people who are not listening last night.
I think we expect to see probably a peak load that for this area, maybe beating previous peaks during a winter period today. As we have looked at our projections for load based on temperatures and working with our regional grid operator, we could set some records today. And so we do have adequate generation that is online and available to deliver to our customers in this area, and we've worked to have that online, and it's working and online and reliable, and we expect to not have any issues today from a capacity perspective. But, we do want to monitor that from our point of view. We're continuing to pay attention to our equipment, make sure it's functioning like it's supposed to. And right now, that's not causing us any challenges, and we don't foresee that happening today. But we are going to be pushing to new high peaks in our area, and that's that's a result of this weather we're seeing.
And you talked about vegetation. I guess you're talking about branches falling. And I'm just wondering, as it stays cold, the snow stays on, it doesn't melt, stays on the tree limbs, Is it a concern of yours that, some limbs get stressed after bearing a load for a long time and then you'll have more problems with this? How many problems are you anticipating today? I guess what I'm asking, Scott, because not Scott, I'm sorry, Jason, it's been a long night. What kind of problems are you anticipating today?
You know, I would say it's probably going to stay similar to what it has been over the last 24 hours, you know, just because the precipitation stopped yesterday. You know, as it continues to sit on some of those tree branches, we could see, you know, the weight of that precipitation just eventually give way onto to breaking some of those branches or leaning a tree over or whatever the case may be. And so we will see isolated pockets of outages continue through the day due to those types of conditions until that melts away. Nothing that is beyond our capability to respond to in a timely manner. So I expect to keep our outage cases low, work them in a priority status as they continue to come. So, you know, we do pay attention to as they come in to work them. So no individual customer stays out for too long. You know, we do recognize the importance of people being able to heat their homes and in a condition like this, because this is, you know, historic temperatures and historic conditions for us.
We're talking to Jason Willis, Vice President of Power and Delivery for Energy Louisiana and Entergy New Orleans. Jason, before we let you go, and I know you're busy, I appreciate your time. Final message, what can people do to help you help them?
I would say two things. One, you know, if they see something or there's a condition that they see that can help us respond to something before it impacts the equipment, or if there's an outage that we're unaware of, please report those things. You can report that through our Entergy application, as well as through calling our telephone line, which is 1-800-9-OUTAGE. And then the second thing I would say is, I think we started with this as well, which is the road conditions that are out there are extremely icy right now. Yesterday we had several cases of public inflicted damage, which resulting in customers without power as we work through those situations. Today, especially this morning, before it starts to warm up a little bit today, it's, I'm appealing to folks to stay off the roads, listen to local and state officials as far as, when it's safe to be on roads and make good decisions in that area so that we aren't responding to those types of events.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate your time as always, and I'm sorry about the name confusion. Jason Willis, Vice President of Power and Delivery for Entergy Louisiana and Entergy New Orleans. Scott Boyle, District Engineer and Minister of Louisiana Department of Transportation Development, is in a meeting, as you would expect he would be, so we hope to get him on as soon as we can. And meanwhile, the message for today is avoid the unforced error. Don't get out there and drive when you shouldn't be and hinder Entergy's efforts. So whoever the DOTD is trying to get stuff done, if you want to sightsee, walk. Put a coat on, put some shoes on, walk around and take a look in your neighborhood. You're not going to see anything different from anywhere else. And let the officials get everything done. I think as you wake up, you'll be shocked to see, again, because of our mindset when it normally snows, the snow is not going anywhere. The drifts are still there. Nothing's changed. 6:53, traffic now, WWL. All right, 6:57, 3 till 7. Christopher Bannon joins us now with the National Weather Service. Morning, Christopher. How are you?
Morning. Doing great. How you doing?
Pretty good. If you could go ahead and turn the dial, make it about 70 degrees, get all this stuff to melt, make it nice outside so we can start moving around, and we'd appreciate it. Thanks. Goodbye. No, seriously.
We'll get right on that.
Yeah, get right on that. You know, I think people, and I've been saying this throughout the morning, that it suddenly dawned on me last night, our mindset here when it snows is that we play in it, everything's good, the next day it's messy because it melts and we get back to normal, but that is not going to be the situation here for a couple of different factors, and go into those if you would, please.
Yes, you are correct. Normally we get snow and we have it for a few hours, half a day, it is messy kind of the next day, and it's generally gone by later that afternoon, the next day. And so we're talking like 24 hours, but this time, as cold as it is, as much snow as we got, it's going to take a little while longer to get rid of it. And because of how much snow we got is why we are seeing some of these rather extreme cold temperatures this morning. We're not going to get much above freezing, even if we do get above freezing in a lot of the area, which is going to make it take longer to melt and get out. And even if it melts, the problem we're going to have is that if it doesn't completely evaporate, it'll refreeze again tonight, and then we'll have icy conditions on roads with another hard freeze possible tonight, which will continue to impact any exposed pipes.
So let me ask you this, Christopher. If it melts and it doesn't evaporate, then it refreezes tonight. It could actually be worse than it is now. Accurate or not?
It may not be as bad as it is now, because there's a lot of ice on the roads right now, because people that have been driving over it helped turn it into slush yesterday,
right.
And that did refreeze overnight and turn into ice. But the problem is that you won't see it tomorrow night, possibly.
That's what I'm saying.
And that'll be the bigger issue.
That black ice that we're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That is the concern. It's just not being able to see the ice tomorrow, thinking that the road is finally clear and everyone drives normal, and then they'll lose control of their vehicle.
So realistically speaking, in the 10 seconds we have left, Friday morning till we get back to normal?
We should be able to get back to normal. The biggest problem is any areas that are shaded.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. We'll be back. WWO.